other than having to add something. I really think we're intact. There's nothing missing. We just dragged our perfect magnet through this junkyard of life and showed up in AA with this great big ball of scrap metal. And that's who we think we are. And then meeting by meeting and sponsor by sponsor and step by step, we pry pieces of scrap metal off that perfect magnet until somewhere in the process, all of a sudden, a white light shines through. We go, oh, what's that? And it's a process of removal. It's a process of taking away what's in our way. The fear, the anxiety, the judgment. I mean, judgment was one of my biggest issues. I mean, one of the reasons I couldn't deal with the stuff that's going on there is I was this righteous dink who thought I, you know, that God had given me the ability to identify asses, given me the gift of clarity. And if you think that you can go around, you know, I mean, if you've got that sharper knife going around and you know what's wrong with everybody else, you aren't going to be able to face yourself. You're not going to be able to turn that knife on yourself. I mean, to deal with the places that you leak, you need compassion, not judgment. If you're judgmental about it, you won't deal with it. When I first came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I had a list of my defects of character, and I tried and failed, I tried and failed, I tried and failed, but I still grew. But there comes a time where you either have to change or you stop growing. And that, for me, was around the 8-year period of time. It may differ with some people, and I was pretty young. I was pretty immature. For some people, that might be 3 years. For some people, that might be 10 years. And when you get to that point where you either have to change or stop growing, you either change it or you build an addition onto your house to accommodate it. Chasers hang out with the chasers, gamblers hang out with the gamblers, and you make a deal. We'll go to meetings, we'll talk about the steps. You stay out of my face, I'll stay out of yours. Deal? Bad deal. But that's what we do. We train the people in our lives what they can talk about and what they can't talk about. Say to our wives, we're not talking about that. You want to have that conversation? Going to be a tough conversation. You train your kids as to what they can talk about. You train your employer. You train your fellow employees. You train your neighbors. You train your relatives. People know if you're open to having discussions about what doesn't work in your life. I used to assume that all of us wanted to change what was going on in our life. I never understood how afraid of change we were. And pretend for a moment that I'm dealing with a guy who's 38 years old, married with kids, and he's doing a four-step, and he's having trouble. And I tell him, look, it's kind of complex with all those columns and stuff. Just don't worry about that. I got something new I want to try. Just get your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters and your wife and kids and your boss and a couple of guys from your AA group and two neighbors and bring them over to the house. And here's what I want you to say. I want you to say, we got a step in Alcoholics Anonymous where we try to get in touch with our defect of character. I'm having trouble identifying mine. And I wonder if you'd help. You'd have a pretty good start, wouldn't you? But most of us wouldn't have that meeting. Because we don't want to change. But beyond that, we don't want to know. And that's why I say we train each other into what we can say to each other. And there's a woman, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, you know, has got those steps about death and dying, the five stages of death and dying. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Denial is, you know, you get a diagnosis of cancer. Denial is maybe I don't have it, I get a second opinion. You know, anger is, why is this happening to me? You know, denial, anger, bargaining is, God, please remove this and I'll dedicate myself to what you would have me be. And depression is the circumstantial depression that you have in those circumstances, and acceptance is what you get when you go through it. Scott Peck wrote a book, A Road Less Traveled, and then later he wrote another book called Further Along the Road Less Traveled, and on that he has a chapter called A Road to Omaha, which is about death and dying. He talks about the five stages of death and dying that I just mentioned. And he said, most people think that when anybody dies, they go through the five stages of death and dying, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance, but they don't. They go through denial, anger, and bargaining. But the pain of depression is so great, they back away from it and cycle back through denial, anger, and bargaining. He said, interestingly enough, those are the same processes that we go through in major changes in our lives. And the pain of depression, and a lot of times that pain is God-sent pain, I believe. It's the universe saying to us, change, deal with this, take this on. And most of us in the program know who has been through that. And then he says an interesting thing. If you allow depression to do its work, and I'm not playing doctor, I'm not talking about clinical depression, I'm talking about depression specific to a very difficult circumstance in our life. If you allow depression to do its work, which in my experience is to grind the ego to dust, you move through depression into acceptance. And almost all of us have had the experience, what's the open?